Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
What's up, you chicken wing eaters? I didn't come up with anything before the show.
Okay, I was like, what's up?
It's okay.
Blue cheese dip.
Dude, what's up, queso dippers?
Hi.
Hey, girl, hey. Josh, how was your birthday yesterday?
It was good, man. It was super fun. We hung out with the family yesterday. My extended family's still in town, and it was good, man. It was, I don't know, just a fun party. The older you get, like, you don't do this extravagant, crazy party, I guess. We just had dinner together, and it was really fun, and it was a good time. And
from what I'm gathering, it was good, and it was fun.
Yeah. I know, right?
But I mean, like, it was, it, you know.
Even the Dirty 30, you didn't go all out?
Give me some examples.
Out.
What'd you have
Wednesday
for dinner?
Yesterday.
What'd you
like,
have for
it doesn't
dinner?
Matter.
What'd you get for your presents?
Well,
did you get any kisses from some sort of random lady friend?
Yeah, birthday cake.
Come on.
No, I don't like birthday cake.
No cake.
No kisses from random women.
Okay.
and I didn't really ask for presents. I got checks, which was nice.
Oh,
okay.
I got some nice checks. That was
cash money.
The highlight of my day. Yeah, I was happy about
Where'd
that.
Where'd you guys
that
end up nice. Going to dinner?
We ended up going to an Asian restaurant that was actually really good.
I'm not mad at that.
No, dude, it was really good. I got this chicken lo mein, extra spice. I added the extra spice to it.
Ooh.
I really liked it. That was really good. And then we ended up going back to my aunt's house because she lived really close to the restaurant. And we just hung out and talked with the family. And yeah, it was
that's about it. Wrapped it up.
Yeah, and then I wrapped it up at 7:30 because I was like, all right, guys, I got to go to bed because I have work tomorrow.
And my bones are aching now.
Yeah. My knees are starting to crack when
my
I'm getting
feet
up.
Are hurting.
No, it was fun though. It was cool to see my family, and I didn't really ask for much more than that, just because I was like, it's a Wednesday again, and I don't want to. I'm doing some stuff this weekend with my friends instead of family, so that's kind of where we'll, I guess, you know, in quotations, tear it up.
You're
a
gonna
little
tear
bit,
it up. That's what I'm saying.
I guess, but no, I mean, you can't really do much in the middle of the week when you work like this, you know.
Yeah. Yep. True story, man. True story. Well, right on. Good. I'm glad it was good and it was fun.
Got to go cash the checolas today.
That's
what I'm looking forward to.
There you go. Breakfast on Josh tomorrow.
Yeah. Breakfast and lunch. I'm excited.
Katie Cat, how about you? Anything good?
Oh, I woke up this morning and I forgot to put on my watch, and that kind of started my day off on the wrong foot. I've just been complaining about it the whole morning.
Poor little peanut.
Well, because I count my steps on my watch and I do everything on my watch, and I'm just like, it makes me feel so lost when I forget to put it on. And the reason is because I have to plug it in all the way across my bedroom. It's not on my nightstand like my phone is. You know, I get up, I look at my phone, usually I immediately put my watch on, and I'm not doing that anymore. So after the show, I'm going to go buy an extension cord so I can plug in my watch next to my phone. And I know this is all like very small potatoes to everyone else, but it's a big deal to me. Like, not
do you feel naked
watch,
without it?
I do. Yeah. And I'm like, because I look
you
at
keep
it.
Looking at your wrist.
Yeah. I look at it
What
so
time
much.
Is it? Ah, it's wrist
exactly.
30.
Exactly. Like,
quarter past the freckle.
I become so reliant on it. So when it's not there, it immediately upsets me. I'm like, oh, that's right. I forgot my watch today. Like, so, yeah. So
what are you doing? You need an extension cord?
Again, Mike, because I have to plug it in across the room from me. So in my bedroom, it's on the dresser. It's not on my nightstand. And so it's not part of my routine anymore to put it on when I grab my phone. When I take my big drink of water when I wake up in the morning, I usually put my watch on, you know? And so it's not part of my routine anymore. And I don't like it. So I'm going to fix that.
Katie problems.
I know.
Katie
it's
problems.
It's very little, but it's a right very here. Big deal to me.
Do you have an outlet by your front door? Like maybe where you keep your purse and car keys?
Oh, my purse and car keys are in my bedroom on the, like I keep those with me like just okay. in case someone breaks into my house they're gonna have to come all
you
the way to my
grab
bedroom.
Your purse and beat them
yeah
or?
Well no you can't get
you
my
can
car
write
keys
them a check?
They say not to keep your car keys right by the door because if somebody breaks in that's what they're gonna see that's what they're going for then they've got your vehicle so I keep my keys in my purse in my bedroom
okay because I was thinking maybe you could do that like by the front door or something with your watch.
No.
So as you're getting ready to leave, it's like, then your watch is there with everything else.
Well, then
and
I've
you
already been up for 45 minutes. You know how many steps I've
gotten
in at
that
point?
Oh, my God. You
like,
got to start counting them immediately.
Yes, I have to put it on before I get out of bed so it's an accurate step count. Like, I take my step count pretty seriously.
Obviously.
I try and hit about 15,000 steps a day. And so any variation of that, because I don't have my watch on, it just irritates. Even though I'm taking the steps, I'm not marking
I'm irritated
them.
For you.
I know.
You're like, they don't count. I don't feel them.
Yeah, they're not documented.
It's ridiculous.
Documented
didn't even happen.
Steps.
You know?
So wait, why do you need an extension cord, though? I'm a little confused about that.
So my outlet, so my outlet next to my bed, it's got two outlets in it, like a normal outlet, but only one of them works. And I've tried resetting it. I've tried pressing the button there.
Just a blown fuse, then?
I don't know.
Is it on a light switch?
Only the bottom one works, though. If it was on a light switch, that wouldn't affect it, would it?
Sometimes they can wire just one single one into a light switch. Is the plug upside down? Or is it normal?
No, it's normal. Okay. It's a normal plug. Hmm. I mean, it looks normal to me. I guess
submitted a maintenance request?
No, I don't want them in my apartment.
Oh, Katie, but that's like what
you can
you
get
pay
your steps
for.
While they chase you around in there and try to tickle you.
I don't want them.
But
in
yeah,
there.
So the top one doesn't work, so I just need an extension cord.
Okay,
so I can plug them both in. Red orange extension cord draped across the room that you can trip over in the middle of the night when you go.
Well, no, there's no tripping. It's right next to my bed. This is right
well, then
there.
Just get like the outlet.
Then you need
that you
a
can,
plug.
Yeah, you
like
need a plug, not an extension
cord. A plug
cord.
Expander.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
I need
boy.
The thing that you can
she
plug
has no
in
idea what she needs.
So you can have multiple outlets.
Yeah, okay. So that's not an extension cord.
So that's not an extension cord
that's not an
at
extension
all.
Cord. That's like well. Josh the other day calling his faucet the sink.
Yeah, we don't need to go back to that. It's okay. It's okay. I learned. All look, right. I learned.
Bless your
you
heart.
Know what? It's been
okay.
a rough morning already. I don't even know how many times I've stepped today, okay?
It's going to be fine. It's going to be fine.
She's counting on her fingers throughout the show.
I can't 1-2 step at all today.
Aww.
Carry the 9.
Little peanut. Well, good luck with that, and good luck with your steps. I want to tell you guys about something that I saw at the office yesterday, but I'm going to need longer than 2 minutes to tell you, so
okay.
I'm going to hold on to it.
I'm excited.
I'm going to hold on to it. Something I witnessed in the kitchen a couple times with one of our new employees.
Uh-oh.
It was like the second or third time I witnessed it yesterday, and we'll take him back by it. So we'll cover that a little later in the show.
Oh, I can't wait.
Do you hate it? Or is it?
I'm grossed out.
I don't think he likes it. Yeah,
I am so grossed out.
That's not the Jer likes it face.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah.
That's not good.